The conversation continues. 203-333-9422. The Lisa Wexler Show is back on WICC 600.
Joining us now, one of the voices on that record, the legendary Mary Wilson, part of the trio of the 1960s Motown sound, the Supremes, which still sounds supreme. Mary Wilson, it is an absolute thrill for me to have you on the Lisa Wexler Show today. Good morning, and thank you for coming on the show. Good morning.
Yes, good morning to you and all the people listening to you this morning. I was listening to your last interview before you had me on, and it's, you know, it's just so much is going on right now. I'm out in Las Vegas, and it's amazing because the entertainment world has been, you know, sort of stopped with this pandemic and things that are going on right now. So it's nice to still be in touch with, you know, with America virtually. Interview and all these things that are happening.
I know, so, you know, yeah. It's funny that you're in Vegas. My son moved to Vegas to sit out the pandemic. He moved there in July in the heat of 120 degrees. And you know what, Mary, this is funny. He's living, I mean, it's not funny to me, I'm the mother, but he's living from casino to casino because they all offer him comp hotel spaces because he says, Mommy, you know, there's nobody here. So he goes from, like, literally with his suitcase, because first he did an Airbnb, and then he didn't do an Airbnb. Now he's in a casino from one week to the next. They offer him $2,500 or something in gambling money just to stay there.
Oh, my God, I should do that.
I'm telling you, it's insane what's going on in Vegas right now. So he's on the Strip. I think he's at the Aria this week. He was at, I don't know, the Bellagio, the Casablanca, whatever the heck they are. They're all these different places. He's been at all of them. Yeah. It's crazy. Well, hey, Mary, Mary, I have to tell you. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead and tell me what you have
I just have to tell you that I was in the audience with you. Of course, you wouldn't know this, but it was a thrill for me. When you were watching the opening night premiere of Ain't Too Proud.
Oh, okay, for the Temptations, yes.
Yes.
Yes,
because I'm an investor in the show. I'm an angel. I'm not a producer. I'm a little angel. Little angel. Tiny, tiny, milla angel. And it's the first show I've ever invested in. And I was so delighted to be invited to opening night. And you were right there and I saw you. It was very exciting.
Yes, of course. And, you know, I'm thinking of doing a Broadway show on the Supremes. So, I mean, I'm
hoping
once the pandemic is over. Well, it's in my plans. I have a lot of plans. At 76 years old, I still have a lot that I would love to do, and that's one of the things, because everything is about guys. You have you noticed that everything is movies, plays, everything is about guys. So I'm glad that you're investing. That's wonderful. So
of course,
I would like to do one of us girls, because you know
I think you should.
In the introduction, you said a lot of wonderful things about the Supremes. And you know, I think that we really contributed to women, you know, moving forward. It's been, what, 100 years since the women's suffrage and all those things. And you know, we're still trying to break that ceiling. Well, we've broken the ceiling. Now we got to just come through. But I think that, you know, we should have stories about women who have actually succeeded and done some wonderful things. And the Supremes have brought many great moments of joy to people around, not just here in America, but around the world. So that's
what are you kidding? 100%. And it's interesting about the Supremes because, you know, the musical Dreamgirls, everybody thinks was sort of based on the Supremes. But if you were to make a musical about the Supremes, would it be different than Dreamgirls? Would it be a different plot line?
First of all, you know, when people do bios about people, they take liberties and they do whatever. But in Dreamgirls, it's very much like our story, but they use all of our history. So, of course, it's like our story, but it's not our story. So mine would be more about three little black girls who really dare to dream, and we made the American dream come true. That wasn't what Dreamgirls was on. It just shows what we had accomplished. But I want to show how we did that as three little black girls when black was not popular. you know, back then. Well, the Civil Rights Bill hadn't been passed. Black people were treated like trash, you know, like animals. So, no, it would be different, totally different. So, yes.
And so, Mary, so what is some of the secrets to your success? What distinguished you, and what do you think gave you the character, the moxie, the luck to go forward, the talent? Tell us about that.
Yeah, because our parents, you know, told my mother used to tell me what at the times when she picked cotton in the South. And so, you know, when our story would be about how we did make dreams come true. And that's going to be something that I wrote in my books. You know, I have three books out: Dream Girl, My Life as a Supreme, Supreme Faith, and Supreme Glamour. So all those things are in those three books. And Dream Girl, my book, was a bestseller. So everything is in there. The whole complete story is there. So you just have your readers pick it up.
Pick it up. Dream Girl. Yeah, it's a wonderful book. Now, you're going to be participating. Today is the 22nd, so in 2 days, on the September 24th, at something called a virtual autograph convention. We're all anxious to hear about that. What is a virtual autograph convention?
Right. Well, you know, as I mentioned earlier, everyone's doing these virtual interviews, and this is a question and answer interview with celebrities. Now, usually they have one of those conventions. Now you can have that. So they're doing it online, and they have a lot of different entertainers. I think it's Vinny Abbas of Black Sabbath. You're going to have CJ Ramone, Richie Ramone, and of course myself, Sean McNabb. He played with some of the rock bands. So you're going to have these people on, and our audience can call us on there. They can ask us questions. And we'll be selling pictures, and we'll talk about our famous careers. So this is one of those areas where we can't do concerts as celebrities, but we will be, as they might say, virtually. Everything is online nowadays, and that's what it's going to be. So I'm very happy that you said this month, 24th. I mean, time is flying, isn't it? It's already September 24th.
It's unbelievable.
And also the 29th. So there are 2 days that this will be happening. And I'm one of the celebrities. So this is how we're handling this pandemic right now, because, you know, we've got to, we can't make money. We don't make money because we're not touring. It's been we're talking about people during this pandemic who've been hit by it. And entertainment business really have. You said you saw me in concerts.
Yeah.
I've not done any concerts this year. Everything's been canceled. Thank God for my royalties I get for my records when people buy the records, you know. Even that with the internet has been stopped, you know, because people can't go to little record shops anymore and buy records. They have to, they stream. So there are many ways that we're still making money, but it's just not the same. So we've been hit hard. And this Legends virtual question and answer, the 24th, is one of the ways where we're still out there. You know, the public can see us online. It's not the same as in a concert, but, you know, it's just one of the ways we're still being out in the world.
Mary Wilson, when you think about putting together your concerts, what kind of songs do you choose? Are you choosing mostly your old hits or only your old hits, or are you also doing some ballads, some different kind of music?
I have different types of shows. I think it's three different shows. I have a symphony show where I do Supreme songs and other songs with symphonies. I have a rock and roll show, which I think you saw, where I do loads of Supreme songs and other songs. I do, you know, Four Tops, Stevie Wonder, Rolling Stones, Beatles. I do all those types of songs. So that's for my rock and roll show. But then I do have a jazz American songbook show where I was working close to you. I was doing
the Cafe Carlisle, weren't you?
Yeah, I was
my favorite.
There,
and that's I love the Cafe Carlisle.
And all. So I have different shows. And what I do is, because the Supremes were so famous, yes, I still do those songs, but that's not what Mary Wilson really is. My forte is mostly ballads. So now I get a chance to do, songs that are just beautiful ballad songs. And that's kind of what I say that I do best. So I have three different types of shows. And then I do loads of interviews. I do want to have my own TV show, my own talk show.
You should Why not? Yeah, you definitely should. Well, how great would that be?
Well, I'd love that. I'm also taking acting classes. I'm doing so many things. You know, yeah. One woman said to me, she says, you know, well, what do you do at 76 years old? I said, I'm, you know, in my mind, I'm still sweet 16. So I do, you know, I do everything I've always wanted to do. And that's what retirement is all about, although I'm not retired. But
right.
I am, you know, I still have lots to do. And, of course, I want to tell all your readers, we must get out and vote. Okay, that's something
absolutely.
That I'm lots of, you know, with my little interviews to make sure that we know that in order to, you know, make this world still wonderful, because as I said, we Supremes dare to dream. So people have still
absolutely.
Got to dare to dream. You know, we've got to dare to be happy. So, you know, you go out there and vote, and you vote for what you want to make that makes you happy. So do it.
Thank
okay?
you, Mary. Thank you, Mary Wilson. Thank you so much for being on the show. You can hear Mary, see Mary, and buy stuff from Mary on September 24th at the Virtual Autograph Convention, and you can find that on the Wizard World website. I'm Lisa Wexler. We'll be back tomorrow. Thank you so much, Mary Wilson. We'll be back tomorrow.